people are beginning to call Trump a Trojan horse or Trojan Trump. Perhaps you remember us using that term years ago. We have an article titled that. We have a documentary based on it. We have a docuseries that I'm still working on. It's been delayed. I'm sorry. That's already gotten quite a bit into depth of Donald Trump and his Jewish history, past, agenda, etc. King of the Jews, Vax Daddy, Trojan Trump. Remember? And I warned people that his second term would be great tribulation and that he wasn't planning on leaving. Well, I think people are finally starting to catch up with the new movie out, The Odyssey, which I will not be watching. It's junk and more, you know, anti-white propaganda and not historically accurate. They've turned George Washington, Snow White, multiple characters in The Odyssey, etc. now into black characters. It doesn't make any sense. It's just replacing white culture. So, of course, that's silly. But point is, like, people are being reminded of the Trojan War. Trojan Trump and the Trojan horse are quite obvious parallels. So maybe this was a mistake from Hollywood, and that mistake is playing right into what we've said all along. Trojan Trump. He always was a crypto Jew. And at theserapeum.com, we have the article titled, The Truth of Trojan Trump. Stupid? Evil? Or the Antichrist, Son of Perdition? With a documentary with a very similar name, The Truth of Trump. Stupid? Evil? The Antichrist? And so much more, including this unfinished docuseries, which already has gone through Vax Daddy, endorsements and nominations, Gaza, and Epstein. Three parts of Epstein, because there's just so much news coming out about it. And so much that didn't come out when it was legally required to. Half the files, in fact, never came out. Images of Trump were deleted. Many things have been redacted or missing since that time. And we see that they are, as I told you they would be, desperate. And if they don't win soon, the world will wake up. And to put it bluntly, I predict, I'm not calling for violence, but I predict that if the Jews don't kill all the whites soon, the whites will kill all the Jews. And that is coming, and the world will be behind the whites when it happens. Despite the attempts of the Jews to create racial animosity and divide and conquer white versus everyone else and rise from the ashes like the phoenix and the Jew world order from the ashes of Europe and the Middle East off the backs of the slave class of Asia. No. We already know how this ends. And we know through prophecy, through Obadiah 18, that no Jew survives it. God wins in the end, of course. Not the Jews who pretend to be his chosen people, but are in fact Satan's children. Hello friends. Are you having trouble sleeping? Are data centers keeping you awake all night with that unholy racket? Well, don't worry. Help is on the way. At Nemos News Network, we are here to help, and we've partnered with RedPillLiving.com to bring you an all-natural sleep formula and to support the news at the same time. Sleepy Joe. Check it out, redpillliving.com. Use the coupon code NEMOS. Let them know we sent you for a discount if you're new. And remember, this is an all-natural sleep formula. Very powerful, food-based, but without the grogginess the next day or liver toxicity or brain damage associated with those prescription and over-the-counter sleep aids. Check it out, redpillliving.com. But let's move on from Trojan Trump, the obvious parallel here. Let's talk about what's happening now. People are realizing we were right about him. So what does that mean? That means that they're desperate. The Jew World Order must shut it down or they will be destroyed. We're at the point of worldwide revolution. It has already begun. As the movies would put it more melodramatically, it has begun. And sort of like Gandalf in Lord of the Rings, the battle of our time is upon us. And we see that now. The forces of darkness are moving to destroy our physical bodies, to destroy our souls through the degeneracy, to destroy our opportunities through the replacement and the usury and the communism, techno-communism, as it were, that, you know, people like Elon Musk are promising, which will fail. And so many other issues, but they're trying to destroy us. And now is the time, is the point I want to make. We've talked about the various avenues, the famine, the starvation, World War III, all the things they're going to do. But right now, I think people are waking up to that, and we need to be aware of some specific plays that are coming. If you're in my audience, you already know all of that. So let's tell you what's happening now. This is important. Pay close attention. The traitors in the U.S. government, politicians, and political class has sold out to Israel, but you already knew that. But what's the latest attack? The House has passed the defense policy bill that attaches the Save America Act. When they get this through, and they will be able to merge the U.S. and Israeli military, giving Israeli non-U.S. people basically second command, third command right next to Trump and the VP, basically putting them above all of our generals, soldiers, etc., and giving Israel a de facto slave class military caste, which they will use. Even though people are not in favor of the war, we can see now that MAGA's base, here it is, has turned against the war. And that takes a lot, because the MAGA base, they don't really turn on Trump. They don't think very much on their own. This is an emotional reaction. But even they are now turning on Trump because their grandkids are getting drafted, or will be soon, and are being sent overseas if they dare join the military. And let's be honest, a lot of these are military families, and they don't think too hard about the morals of killing people and hurting people for money. And they basically are proud of their involvement in these various wars, etc. They've bought into the lie. And I'm not judging. I'm a sinner too. Let's remember that most of the veterans would agree with me. If I tell you the military hates you, wants to destroy you, will use you and spit you out, and has no morals whatsoever, and will use you to bomb foreign babies, the veterans are going to shake their heads. Yep. Mm-hmm. Now, people who are still in that paradigm may think I'm a horrible monster for daring question the honor and integrity of the Jews, lickspittles, and jackboots. But no, I have no fear of them. They're going to kill me eventually. That is written in prophecy. But until that point, I'm the freest man alive, and I will speak my mind. Trump's MAGA base has turned on him, so what are they going to do about it? Trump has been losing his base on every other issue. He has lost most of his base. The only people still supporting him are okay with pedophilia and Epstein, and they don't care about Save the Children anymore. So what's left? The war. All that's left is their personal comfort, their own lives. They're going to support him until they have to get shot at, basically. Or bombed at, or something. I don't know. But they're going to go to war for him now, whether they like it or not. And we've seen open rebellion in the military. Many generals completely removed recently in a massive shakeup. We have seen whistleblowers, people who have resigned in protest as to what's going on within the cabinet. We've seen every form of possible political action here. Okay? And there is no political solution. And they have all the power, and they are preparing something. You need to understand this. So when Trump says that thanks to Google's AI data center in Georgia, they will be able to completely eliminate all the property taxes, this is a trap. Okay, this is a trap. If you allow them to have the data centers, you will not be allowed to have property. And Klaus Schwab will be have proven correct when he said, soon you will own nothing and be happy. Or else, that was the implied, or else, that was following up on that. Because if they don't like you, you'll be cut off, cast out, exiled, or killed, and charged with terrorism or thrown in the mental asylum. Do you guys remember Sarah Connor, the Terminator movies, when she was thrown in the mental asylum for destroying data centers that were owned by Skynet? Basically the same thing happening with people in the Flock cameras right now. Let's be very, very clear about that. Now, this is beyond treason. Trump has not only begun to merge the military with Israel, under Israel. This is not a merger. This is subservience. We are now the slave state, literally, that we already knew that we were. Now it's codified. Now it's more legal than it was. It's never going to be legal. It's not constitutional. And everything that is repugnant to the Constitution is null and void. That is the Supreme Court case, and that is the Constitution's own words. However, we don't have the power to enforce it, and we know there's no court solution, just like there's no political solution. They own the bench. They own the politicians. And they own the generals, the ones that are left. So by Executive Order 14318, Trump has just made data centers military installations, which means they can't be stopped. There's no oversight. There's no environmental protections. There's no local community protections. You don't get a say in it. They now will just completely run roughshod over everyone in every community and every group that was trying to resist this. Maybe New York will have a little reprieve because the governor is against it, but that's controlled opposition too. We already know that. Now we have Flock Safety defending the cameras after their AI data center system triggered wrongful police stops of multiple journalists, wrongly identified some journalists, made them get stopped by, you know, the violent, shoot-happy police, trigger-happy police. And that's the kind of thing that can get them killed, especially in this sort of, you know, World War III. You know what happens to anti-war reporters in wars, guys. I don't have to remind you of that. They get locked up, killed, disappeared, suppressed, suicided, threatened, bullied, censored. You guys already know that. And it's worse than ever. This is no exception. Trump is apparently close to ordering a massive attack greater than anything before on Iran as of 3 days ago. And we already know that he is moving to attack. And we are having massive casualties that they are covering up. See our last report. So we're now seeing a resistance, a rebellion in the military, a growing resentment in the population to the war, and Trump forcing through the AI data centers and surveillance state to go along with his vaccinated, you know, graphene injected, mobile chipped people as it is. And they're tracking those people. They all show up easily on the scans. They are embedded with the chips from the nanotech. So Trump wants the war. He will get the war. And we've already lost most of our military bases in the Middle East. In fact, while Trump is screaming, we're winning, China is leaking footage, apparently, of some of the bombs, although some of that stuff does get proven as AI and deepfakes, to be clear. But we are getting our bases absolutely obliterated and our soldiers in them. And they want as many casualties as possible, as soon as possible. And because of that and other things, we have a selective service system now in the U.S. planning a computer simulation to war game the entire mobilization or full mobilization of the U.S. male population to war. And remember, you're automatically drafted now. Someone's calling me. So you're automatically drafted now as a U.S. citizen. I think it's just males. It may be females as well. I forgot. But it will expand to females, to elderly, to young people, just like it did in Ukraine when they run out of white, you know, middle-aged and fighting-age men. They will do this if they get that far, because that is their plan. That is what they've done many times before, including in Ukraine. They even chain them in some cases to trenches in war zones to be bombed, or force march them literally into landmine zones. I'm not being hyperbolic. I'm serious. They do that. It's a blender. It's meant to be a blender. And that's what they have planned for the West. All of it, not just the United States, but those who are listening to me from other nations like Canada, Ireland, Australia, the UK, where you have no voice and you have to use a VPN to hear us. Hear me. Warn your people as best you can. Do it anonymously if you must, but warn people as best you can, because this time is coming. And what good is your speech and your freedom going to be then? They're just going to grab you and kill you soon. Fight back while you can. You know, politically and verbally speaking, of course. We all know that when it happens, Obadiah 18 and the rest of the chapter, it talks about the Creator will put it in the hearts of man, and the West especially, to go after and get the Jews. That hatred against the Jew has already begun. You can see where it has sparked worldwide all at once. The Creator's hand is happening. The word of prophecy is moving upon us. So we also can see that the Jews are saying, according to one top Israeli minister, Smotrich, they're saying that it's best for them if the U.S. fights Iran while Israel sits this out. This is the U.S. war, right? So they want us to go fight the war. They don't want to go fight the war. It's their war. We have no place in it. They started it. We don't want to be in it. They have now achieved their goal of forcing us to fight their war for them while they sit back and laugh at us and our deaths. And the Trump administration is using secret removal courts for so-called alien terrorists, for the first time as of July 19th. But you know what? They've been secretly removing people that were citizens that they called aliens and terrorists for quite a while, by the thousands. They've deported them to other countries. They've disappeared them. They've taken children from them and raped those children. And those children have, in some cases, gotten pregnant and been sent to secret ICE Island facility, or what I call Trump Island, paid for by your tax dollars. The Trump administration has secret courts, and they're coming. And just as I said, for many years, people are angry with the Jews. They're ready to fight them. They're ready to kill them. And there is an Obadiah 18 prophecy looming over that entire situation. Hey, puppy, I'll get you in a second. So with that theme, remember, I didn't say this, but they're already talking about killing Epstein on Twitter. This guy says, quote, "Whoever shoots him will be famous, just saying." Well, he's not wrong. And I'm not encouraging violence, but imagine being the guy that took down Epstein. What glory, eternally. It does say we'll do feats before they get us in the end, in the scriptures and Revelation. So with that, I hope that you have found this to be of value. Please be warned about Trojan Trump, whom we warned about first here years ago, many years ago. And I know I used to be a Trumper. That's why I know so much about him. But I followed the truth, not the Trump. And I hope you will too. Watch this cute little video, and we'll see you guys on the next one. I gotta take my puppy out. Oh.